times in your life when you come across people who are so passionate about what you do, what they do and what they want to accomplish, how they want to help others, and you just want to know more about them. Andrea, I don't know if I've giving you the backstory on how I met Mr. Todd Belcore, who is the executive director of Social Change. He is, I met him as a lobbyist in Springfield.
Okay.
Which sounds, you know, when we talk about lobbyists, it sounds like, oh, you know, someone trying to sway votes and trying to manipulate things. Todd works very hard to make sure that people who have gone through the penal system, people who have, you know, whether they've fallen on hard times or whatever their life has led them to be a part of the justice system, when they leave, and even part of their sentencing, that there is fairness, there's more understanding, that there's more information available to them, to the judges, to the people involved in the process. I'm just telling you just a really tiny part of what Todd Belcore does, but he has been instrumental in helping so many people in the state of Illinois, and it's always been a pleasure to not just talk to him, but share the story about the work that he does. Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Richard, for the kind introduction.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell Andrea off the air about how you nearly clotheslined me. But in a friendly way.
I was expecting that portion.
Right.
But you have now coming up on your 7th annual film festival. Tell us a little bit about this event, and not just here in Chicago, but also in Los Angeles and in New York.
That's right. It's called Change Fest. It's an epic 3-day event that's really an international extravaganza that celebrates our common humanity, but uses film, art, fashion, music, and every single mechanism of art to get people from all over the world to really recognize that we're all very alike. And once you put someone's story and communicate in such a way where people can really feel it and walk through their shoes, they feel more compelled to want to do something about it, feel more like not only like they understand it, but then they can actually see how painful it is and want to do something about it.
So, maybe even relate, too, on some levels.
That's right. Yeah. So we provide those sorts of experiences through the art, fashion, film, and music. And we pair that with organizations and people with firsthand experience working on the issues showcased in the art and give people who are attending an opportunity to really get involved and make a difference.
When you are collaborating with your board and when you're obviously receiving all these submissions from all over the world, how do you pare this down? How do you make those decisions? Because you have a weekend and the opportunity to share such a wide variety of stories. What do you look for? And I know it's got to be so hard to tell some people no.
Absolutely. I mean, we receive hundreds of films from all over the world. And these are people who put a lot of times their own money and their heart and soul into their production. So it's extremely difficult to say no. But one of the reasons that we say no is because we just don't have an infinite amount of time to show films. As we continue to grow, continue to get more support, certainly we'd like to be in a position to have weeks of films so we can really document a larger swath of the wonderful submissions we receive. But as we are limited based on our schedule to show a certain number of minutes of films, we can be honest about that. Say, look, your film's incredible. Please consider submitting it another year. We would love to showcase the subject matter. But we also can make something available called Social Change Cinema, which while it isn't the screening that takes place in Chicago, New York, and L.A., it's kind of like a Netflix for social change films. So it allows some distribution access. So we can still do our part to try to get the word out and make sure people are aware of the magnitude of the issue that they're portraying. But on the other end of it, we can still honor the tight schedule that we have within the context of the film festival and allow enough time for people to build community.
Isn't it great now that there are these platforms? I mean, it used to be, okay, but, you know, back in my day, you know, you'd have to go to the movie or set aside time to go to the film festival. I love the fact that it's interactive now, too. So for people who might not be able to catch it at this particular time, it all isn't lost. You could still see via Netflix, Hulu, whatever it might be, the platform.
That's right. It's not Netflix and Hulu quite yet, I think. I wish it was, but it's social change cinema.
Yeah.
But we also do make the films available to larger networks.
Right.
For express purposes, it's not about controlling the films within our, you know, our community, but making sure they're available as widely to the larger audience as possible. Because the point of this is to educate and inspire people to get involved. And we can't do that if we only allow that opportunity to take place in a weekend segment in Chicago or
Absolutely. One
day in New York, a day in LA. So we need to make it as widely available as possible. So we recommend not only social change cinema, but anything we can do within our context in a larger community to make those opportunities open for people we do.
I've always been fascinated with, you know, the conversations you and I have had over the years on the air and, you know, just hanging out and talking about the work that you do and the reason I started going to Springfield. You come from such an interesting background because you fight for social justice for those who maybe, you know, are disadvantaged, but you also have family members who are in law enforcement. So when people hear you talking about whether it's protesting or working for reform, they think one way, and you come from the understanding of what it means to want a police officer to come home at night, but also the people who are, perhaps in the legal system for whatever reason, to have their rights known to them.
Right.
It's a very complicated but I think unique and important background that you have.
Yeah, I mean, if to the degree every family is complicated, mine is certainly up in the upper echelon of complicatedness. I have first off, I'm half white, half black. So half of my family Italian and they're Republican, and half of them are black and Democrat, for what that's worth. So I do a lot of mediating just by definition of my existence.
Really? You've never told me that before.
Well, yeah.
That even politically there's some conversations
that
get complicated. Yeah.
And then on top of that, of course, occupationally, I've got two of my brothers who are police officers and they are white. And I also have a cousin who's black as police officer. So we hear these issues on the radio and the news. But in reality, it means something different when you hear it from people who are on the front lines. And so, you know, I love the police because the police are the ones who came and helped my mother when there's drug dealers on the block and there's shootings. I love the police when they break up issues that people in our community are scared to break up. But I just hate police brutality. So that's pretty specific. That's not saying anything about police generally. I just hate brutality of all kinds. So what I do is work with all stakeholders to find solutions, to recognize there's things we can do, but working with the actual communities that it impacts, not just the community at large, but police officers recognizing until we have some harmony between the two, the communities are always going to have to deal with threats on both sides. I've also had guns pointed at me by police, and I know how scary it is and what it's like to almost cry because you don't know if you're going to be able to make it home yourself. So these are all things that I've had a chance to experience firsthand. I can bring that to bear in the context of conversations and negotiations about legislative reform.
You are truly the middleman.
Yeah.
You really are. You can be both sides. You can see both sides of these issues, which is great. I wish more people were like that and could kind of see both sides of every issue.
Well, that's what the film festival is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, to the extent you can't experience it personally, I wouldn't want anyone to deal with that trauma, but at least to have some sort of mechanism to transport yourself and get some sort of feel for how devastating it is and realizing, wow, this isn't quite what I thought it was based on whatever news network I watch. Seeing this story through the eyes of someone directly impacted really makes me feel differently. And hopefully now I'll be learning about it, but also more inclined to do something about it.
And that's something we've talked about too, is listening. Because a lot of times people will hear a conversation and say, hear the word police brutality and dig in.
Right.
And think, well, I don't do that, or the police officers I know don't do that. And I don't know why people hear it as themselves. Mm-hmm. I think partly because we often think of our opinions as our identity. And so if there's something that seems to be in conflict with that, we feel very protective and defensive.
That's right.
And I even like with we've talked about protests on this show. And I had one listener text in, why can't people just protest in parks?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to get in the way? Why be in the middle of traffic? Why disrupt, you know, people getting to work or trying to get somewhere? And that's the thing is, and here's a way, okay, you don't want to go to the protest, then maybe go to this film festival, or you
that's
don't
right.
want the protests in your way. Here's an opportunity to hear stories and find out why people are protesting.
Exactly. You said it better than I ever could. Thank you, Patty.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I appreciate that. I mean, that's exactly the point. I mean, there's such a disconnect right now between how people are actually dealing with the different hardships in their life, whether it be health care or access to justice or access to opportunity, and how that's framed by the non-WGN radio media. And then, what's actually happening on the ground in terms of the pain and the suffering. And people who see it from all angles, they're not all represented in the news. So people are getting education from their network, but their network may also be limited in their experience. So it's our job to bring people together with every mechanism, every tool we have. And certainly, you know, fun film and drinks and festival stuff does that.
I think
this is Chicago.
I think it's so cool too, and I'm sure you'll agree that it's just so neat for an opportunity for aspiring screenwriters and aspiring filmmakers too, because so many people think, oh, I need to quit and move to LA or New York. You can do it in Chicago too.
Yes,
this is a great venue, right? A great forum to test the waters. for your screenplays.
Not only is this a great place to write film, because there's a lot of inspiration around, there's also a lot of injustice, unfortunately. So there's a lot of things to document. And I think we definitely take that obligation as a festival very seriously, to not just show the stuff that's, you know, would go to Cannes, but also to make sure we're showing the gritty stuff that really documents the rough grind that people are enduring every day in our neighborhoods.
So I would encourage everyone to go to the 7th Annual International Film Festival. It's Change Fest, and it's going to be at the DuSable Museum of African American History, September 28th through the 30th. You can go to socialchange.site/changefest. And of course, if you Google, you know, Change Fest Film Festival, you will find more information too, if you miss the information, but we will repeat it in just a moment. I want to encourage everyone to go, in particular, if you've ever said, why should I care? Because we have had listeners also call and say, I just don't care. You know, why are they protesting? Here is an opportunity in a fun social environment. People are having conversations.
That's right.
So there's so many listeners out there that I know that are passionate about what the work that you do, and others that see people like you, Reverend Livingston, people who are trying to call attention to what's really going on in some of our communities. And by the way, not just the South Side,
right?
Not just Chicago, even, but last year there was a great documentary about the orphanage that in the suburbs. Chicago. Kids. What was the name of it?
Maryville Kids.
The Maryville Kids. So these are stories. So it's not just one thing. It's from, and then there was from Latin America about how they were trying to find solutions to bringing in water. The bike repair guy who taught them how to use parts of bikes to draw water.
Yeah, pretty powerful stuff, right?
Right. And I mean, like, I still remember that. It's also about community, about problem solving, about and hearing each other's stories. And I know you call it an opportunity to tell the truth.
Yes.
So this is something for everyone. So I encourage you to visit the website. Go to socialchange.site/changefest. More with our guest, Todd Belcour, when we come back. He is the executive director for Social Change. He is also an associate professor. Is an associate professor?
Professor of law, but professor also the founding partner of a software company called Solve.
See, now you keep changing your title. You can't hold this against me.
I know. You've done such an excellent job. I've got to add something to it degree of difficulty.
Right. Of course. Go to his LinkedIn. You'll find out more. We'll be right back on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Our number is 312-981-7200. Of course, you can call and text us anytime. Coming up September 28th through the 30th, it's the 7th Annual International Film Festival. It's Change Fest, and it's hosted by Social Change. In studio with us on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis is the executive director of Social Change. And you also have some members of Chicago Fire and an actor from Captain Phillips participating in this year's film festival.
Some really well-known people participating. You mentioned some, but we also have a film called Backpack Full of Cash, where Matt Damon will be involved. We also have Leon from the Five Heartbeats, who will be present, and Michael Jai White, and Kim Wendley, the comedian, who you may be familiar with well, doing a book signing. So people are really gravitating to this idea of bringing people together and celebrating our common humanity, and recognize that we can have some fun, but also still learn about other people's experience in an honest, really open space. And I'm really excited about how this looks, and I'm grateful to have folks like Solve and Blue Cross and DuSable be willing to support our vision and make sure they're investing in what we think is a pathway for the future.
Well, that's another thing too, is the location. Did you change it from your venue last year?
We did. DuSable is a Smithsonian museum.
It's a cool museum.
I'm
very excited you're going to be there.
And there's a space I'm super excited to show you about that's actually hasn't been used frequently in the context of events. It's called the Rotunda. It's over 100 years old, and it used to be the stable for the old police department horses.
What?
Yeah. And it's got beautiful stained glass windows. It's absolutely really just a magical space. And we'll be having, I'm actually saying too much. This is all supposed to be a surprise. Ignore everything I just said.
Okay.
But that's okay, because
there's lots of great surprises.
Yeah.
And things that you enjoy. We have a fashion show that's going to be absolutely to die for that I can talk about.
I love it.
It's conducted by a gentleman named Duval, who is actually the clothier and designer for the Mandela family for over a decade.
Oh, cool.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
This has grown so much in just the last year. What have you been up to? Go ahead.
Too much. I mean, that's why I was trying to make sure I talked about the software startup company, because it's because of them that we have some financial flexibility to do this, because they put so much behind it.
So I interrupted you when you were going to talk about Duval, the the designer for the Mandelas.
That's right. That's right. He did that for over a decade, and he's got a breathtaking show he's looking forward to. He says he really likes the phrase, the element of surprise. So, but the idea that fashion is a way of expressing yourself, fashion is change. What you see on stage can be you. And recognizing that that we all have the capacity to do something magnificent. And I think it helps bring that to life through fashion.
I see a recurring theme here too, like bringing people together too, because, you know, different fashion senses, you know.
That's right.
I might not be able to pull it off, but you absolutely could. And I'd think, oh, that's so neat, you know, just to see all the different colors and cultures coming together. That's
yeah,
really neat.
That's right. So, we have musical performance. It's truly going to be something for everybody. It's going to be family friendly as well. You know, face painting, food, music all day.
And yeah.
Praying the rain does, you know, stays away.
Oh, well, and no rain.
Well, though, right. Rain, but is there a lot outside?
There is some stuff outside. There is a community stage where people are going to be performing spoken word and things throughout the day.
Okay.
But we may have to move it to the space that I'm not supposed to discuss.
Okay.
We don't want to ruin anything. With the beautiful stained glass windows.
Yes, yes,
you have a backup plan.
Yes,
Patty and I will talk about it.
And there's live painting that will be taking place by some really renowned artist. Rojo Garcia is a super dope muralist in Chicago. And a gentleman named Julian Gilliam, who's internationally known for some of his dramatic pieces regarding different types of injustice. So we really got an all-star lineup, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to tell the world about it through WGN. Thank you, Patty.
Oh, no, of course. So this is going to be September 28th through the 30th. So you've got 3 days here. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity for people from all over the Chicagoland area to get there. You can take public transportation. You can drive there. And again, this is, you know, for some people, this might be honestly coming out of their comfort zone.
Right.
If they're coming in from the suburbs or the north side of Chicago, it may be a neighborhood that we aren't familiar with. What neighborhood is the DuSable Museum in?
It's in Hyde Park. Which is one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the nation. So hopefully that provides some comfort. But at the end of the day, recognize that this is about making everyone feel welcome.
Yes.
So no matter what your beliefs are or where you are geographically, get a welcome drink and come settle in, have some fun.
And what's great too is last year when I was there, they had a Q&A. So some of the filmmakers are available to have discussions about the work that they've done.
Absolutely. Conversation and community building is intentionally built into the course of the programming to make sure that people get to share their stories no matter what, to make sure it's a safe space for people to do so.
Do you have any highlights you want to share with us from the films that you picked for this weekend that you
Absolutely.
Have coming up?
We've got a film called 63 Boycott, which is documenting the boycott 1963 of CPS, which is mirrors a lot of the issues we're actually dealing with now.
I had no idea about this. There were students in Chicago who walked out to protest segregation.
That's right.
In Chicago.
That's right.
Yep.
To protest segregation.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And, you know, history repeating itself, right? And then we've got an incredible film called Surviving Home about veterans and all they survive while also abroad and fighting for justice and liberty and all they have to deal with here to overcome different barriers and the lack of supports, but also the victories, the way in which people band together to truly support, not just say they support. And that's a beautiful story in and of itself. We've got an incredible film called Cascade Crossroads, which actually really brings to light a lot of things we're talking about, bringing all the different stakeholders and people who have different beliefs about things like environment, conservation, even, you know, modernization together to really come up with a beautiful plan for what they did to create some modernization, but also honor the surrounding wildlife and everything. So I think there's a lot of different pathways that people enjoy types of things like redemption, justice system, or everything relating to environment or workers' rights or whatever's of interest to you, educational equity. We've got something relating to it at Change Fest.
Absolutely. And isn't it interesting with Bill Daley now throwing his hat into the race for mayor, they've been showing all these old clips of, you know, Richard J. Daley, Richard M. Daley, and it's just interesting, the history of Chicago. And, you know, you look back and you think, wow, we've made great advances, but there's still such a long way to go, too. So
Great. Absolutely. And there's a lot of discussion around the mayoral election.
I'm not
at liberty.
No, we won't ask you that.
When you can, perhaps, when you want to dig into that conversation.
Time.
Well, everyone should go to Change Fest. Again, it's going to be September 28th through the 30th at Chicago's historic DuSable Museum of African American History. You can go to socialchange.site/changefest. You can also, do you want me to give out this number for Taru Brooks?
Probably not.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
I wasn't sure if that was part
also,
of the press release. I was like, is that a cell phone
also,
number?
It might be. That's what I was like, just in case. But we are available on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We've got a really booming following, and we're grateful for that. It's Chi Social Change. Even though it's a national nonprofit, it is CHI Social Change. And to the extent that what, you know, you want to see isn't in the festival, then bring your perspective and make sure that your voice is heard and that we're getting a chance to hear all sides of every story.
Exactly. And for those of you who maybe have friends in other cities, the festival then moves to New York October 13th and will conclude the tour in Los Angeles October 27th. And maybe I'll figure out a way to get out there for that too.